husband has to formalize a bit. We have a challenge this morning. It's not out of the making of the members, but I think it's due to an accident on the road. So we need a quorum to pass the report. But if the members so wish, we don't need a quorum to discuss it. But we can pass it. This was supposed to be a very short meeting. Honorable Swart, who is here, they are supposed to leave by 11. Myself, I thought I'd leave at half past 10. My flight is 12. So we had done the report, but I think what was left was the recommendation at this report. Now, we didn't receive any recommendations. Maybe if people made the changes, it could be on their own notes. So I just need direction, Honorable Staff, even if you were not in the Eastern Cape, tell us direction of what do we do now.
I spoke to our fellow now, and he said Singh and Amit Khan are still behind him, and he doesn't see himself getting in the next 3 quarters of an hour. So yeah, they're not going to be here. I would propose to postpone this meeting that the secretariat Darren puts all the stuff in our pigeonholes and also send it by as soon as possible. And if we try and study it over the weekend and make the changes that we can do it, just on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Now it's fine. So what we will do then?
Honorable Chris, other members are proposing that we postpone the meeting. But what I would suggest, if we are agreeing to postpone, seconded that proposal. I'm not sure if there's another view. But what I would have loved to do, I will, I'm agreeing with the proposal that is being made. I've got some proposals myself for recommendations and maybe some other corrections elsewhere. Maybe when we get a new date, at least it will be a revised document. So I'll propose that anyone of us who wants to make a proposal can do it with the committee first, so that come the next meeting, then we have an updated version of the report, maybe that we could adopt.
What are we doing?
Consideration of adoption of second draft report on the third quarter 2022 for 2011-2012 financial year.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, that.
Chairperson, I looked at the program. It doesn't look like the third quarter report is going to be finished by next week, Tuesday. So I would suggest that we could perhaps consider and adopt the budget vote report that we did the other day. given the fact that we it's going to be repeated on this on the 16th of May.
I thought I was going to say that now that if this our priority now is this monitoring and evaluation report and the NYTA, if all of you, the committee section, the research unit, you could focus on this so that on Tuesday the report is ready. We must adopt it and have an idea as to how it looks like. This one is not a big issue, this one, really. We can adopt it even when we have another agenda. I don't think that at the next meeting it will take us more than 10 minutes to... It shouldn't take us more than that. I'm talking about this Eastern Cape, because we had had... No, I'm wrong. It's a third quarter report, no? When is it going to be ready, or likely to be ready? By Friday. Now let's try. I think that Honorable Swart and myself, when we were here, we're talking about the capacity of the committee. And the minutes, those minutes of November, where they decided to allocate the monitoring and evaluation to us, they said that they would bring it with capacity. They've brought monitoring and evaluation with us, but there's no capacity brought along with that. And I think that maybe, Comrade Mashiko and Comrade Nkulis, maybe, I think that once we deal with this vote and everything, we really need to, we haven't finished our threat plan. Remember? I think we need to go back to that and how we deal with this. Because the work, I think that with this kind of work that we're having, with the current capacity, I don't think that we'll be able to
to do it. Not so much the staff capacity, as it is our capacity to be able to at least be a certain legal obligation. In terms of what we might do as associations in this house. And we sit all the time. I mean, it's not like we're loafing or not doing, you know, what we should be doing. So we, you know, we have regular meetings like 3 times a week, virtually all the time.
Without monitoring.
Without monitoring the evaluation. So, and now if you see as an approximate portfolio committee, you see monitoring the evaluation and actually do the agency. Once a year, you are not doing justice to those departments and to your work, you know, on those departments as a portfolio committee, because all the other portfolio committees virtually have weekly meetings with their, you know, with the department. But we can't do it because we just have a lot of time. So, you know, even if they send us 5 more secretaries, it's not going to help us because we're not sitting. You know, we have got time to sit and do justice to those departments. It is basically, you know, if you think about what we had done with those two departments last week. We sat there, you asked 2 or 3 questions, but I mean, there are so many questions that we really need to ask and detail that we need to get, but we just don't stop getting it. And we, like you suggest, we should actually sit with them for a full day or two, you know, just to get all of the questions.
Just to understand, we need to get our understanding of this monitoring and evaluation.
This is going to be the one thing that I mean, I asked a question to Nathan with the other. I said, you know, what is your bad debt outstanding in terms of money that you lent out? Because I don't think they've got any control over that. He said, no, people at the same time are not paying their money back because of the loss of the state. But he didn't tell me how much is outstanding, you know, and what they've got to write off, because it's too good to work for the state, basically. But, you know, I can't sit down there and say, hey, I want this figure now. Because he hasn't got it. God knew it and got it. But now he says, now they've improved their systems now. The people are now going to start paying. But if you look at the budget, it includes an amount of 34 million rand. And the expenditure is exactly, the expenditure budget covers that 34 million rand, so it's exactly the same. So they said we're going to get in 34 million from these people. We're not going to get it. They've got 34 million for capital repayment. But that 34 million makes up 414 million that they're going to spend. But they're not
going to recover about 34.
But they're not going to get the 34, so they're going to spend more than what they have.
Now, I think that we're saying these are the kind of things that we really need to delve deep into in order to understand. I don't know if you want.
I'm sure they tell them over here, this is government money. And they have to sit down and say, how do we get it back?
But surely you must have an agreement with them.
Yes.
If it's a person, it's a you pay so much a month, or so much a year, you must pay back to them. If they haven't got that, we don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what it's going
to
do. My own suggestion is that let us allow this, for now it's easier with this vocation. Let us allow it and hope that for them.
In terms of the program, that there are committee weeks before the adjournment. There's a committee week. I think we can have time to look at what we do with that time. Maybe we should look at what do we do with that time. It's important for us to understand exactly NYDA operations, as some of Swap is saying, and monitoring and evaluation. But we need to put these things in our program.
The problem is that asked before I retired, we talked on the 16th about these two departments, but we don't have enough information ready.
No, we cannot have it is worrying. But I hope that we'll speak with one language.
Other members, the meeting was supposed to start at 9. Now it's 10 to 10. And clearly, like we said earlier, that the reason, the failure by the members not to come is not out of their own making, because of the traffic situation outside. It has been suggested that we postpone the meeting. I suggest that we do that unless there are certain things that members would like us to discuss. But let us.
I believe Jerry, speaker, has now signed a trip to India that we just waited to hear out of him from
the day. Has it been signed now? But. What's happening with the
India, we're still waiting for India. Three committees want to go the same week to India.
Everyone wants to go to India?
Three committees. Finance as well, training committee and finance.
And we're not talking to one another, you know.
You're
saying just speak on the mic so honorable. Okay. Yeah. It's us, it's the standing committee on finance and portfolio committee of rural development.
They're all going to India.
They want to go at the same time.
Yeah.
So we'll move our parliament. We just move our parliament to India. But I think that what we need to do is just push with DECO, please. To fast track our own program. And maybe from the
Are they going at the same time?
Thank you.